Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at the overview for the November 2014 celestial timings. And this month is going to have a lot of going on around it with activations of the Grand Cross. And I've provided a link back to the Grand Cross video to refresh your memory about what that's about. We'll have a lot of activations of the number 13 with Chiron, Sun, Venus, Mercury, Uranus, all hanging out at that number 13. There's an article that might be worth revisiting. Mars will also be hanging out at the number 13, 13 degrees of the various signs that these planets are moving through at this particular time. And we're going to start the month with Mercury at greatest elongation in the morning sky, meaning it's as far from the sun as it can get. And we'll also be passing Spica, very close to Spica as the month begins. We'll pass with Spica exactly on November 4th, went into much more detail in the weekly audios. You can get more information from that. Mercury will then disappear from the sky, morning sky, around November 22nd after it passes by Saturn. Venus is still in the underworld, and this is one of the things that is causing the themes. I mean, we have the Sun in Scorpio. We've got Venus with the Sun in Scorpio. We've got Venus catching up to Saturn in Scorpio. We've also going to have Mercury there. We're going to have Saturn, Mercury, and Venus in the underworld all together, fairly much together. And so the underworld themes of death and rebirth are highlighted for this month. And as I suggested in one of the weekly audios, this is a really good time to connect with the underworld class, the teleclass that Tammy and I did on the Venus underworld. And to work with that, if you haven't been working with it, it's a powerful way to really connect more shamanically. There is a meditation that takes you into this shamanic experience of grieving and releasing what needs to be released so that you can be empowered as Venus gets ready to rise up from the underworld. Saturn will also be rising up from the underworld next month, as will Mercury be rising up from the underworld in late December. So these are very strong themes to work with, finding ways to be with in a ceremonial way, to really focus your attention on that during this next month. Let's see, what else did I want to cover? And the full moon, the full moon on November 6th is going to be at the cross quarter, the full moon in Taurus. Powerful activation of the full moon. Plus, another thing to just note, in addition to the fact that we have 11-11, and in the opening, I quoted from the 11-11, what Solera has to say about the 11-11, how it lets us know we're on track whenever we see 11-11. And so the month, the day 11-11 is always worth noting and tuning into. But the number 13 is going to be also very significant this month. And that is the number of where the planets were when we had the exact Grand Cross in April. And we've got several planets that are going to activate the Grand Cross. Mars and and Uranus specifically will be activating the Grand Cross, along with the Moon will come along as well. Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Chiron are also going to be hanging out at 13 degrees, although at different, 13 degrees of Scorpio and of Pisces. So tuning into the number 13, the magic of the number 13, it's a powerful number. And there's an article that I wrote that I recommend you check out on the number 13 as well, because throughout the month, we're going to have different activations of that. And, it's an opportunity to really also stay connected to the intention to reactivate our intention, whatever was set into motion in April, as these planets pass by the degrees of the Grand Cross, and activate that as well. So we have a new moon in Sagittarius at the 0-degree mark, just as we had a new moon in Scorpio at the 0-degree mark in October. Very powerful activation as well. And a lot of very amazing events. The cross quarter, the full moon on November 6th is connected to the cross quarter. That's exact when the sun reaches 15 Scorpio, exact on November 7th. I did create a audio that really talks about what the November cross quarter is about. The ending of a season and the beginning of a new time. And for the Celtic people, this was like a New Year's point and definitely worth working with as a intentional point, especially because the full moon is within hours of the exact moment when the sun reaches 15 Scorpio. So those are the main sort of highlights of the month that are worth tuning into. And be sure to listen to the individual weekly audios that goes into much more detail, as well as the written version of the celestial timings with the star maps.